More than 3 million people in Niger are at risk of severe food shortages in what could be a looming humanitarian crisis, according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's West Africa branch. Per Becker, the Regional Disaster Risk Management Coordinator for the Red Cross's Dakar office, said the situation is expected to get worse.
The numbers of people that we are expecting, being malnourished is just increasing all the time. We are now seeing over 3 million people facing hunger and food insecurity for this lean period. And the lean period is normally between like April and August, but this year it comes early because of the failed harvests that they've had.
Erratic rainfall and attacks from insects have contributed to the worsening situation, Becker added. Socioeconomic factors such as rising costs of food also play a big role in malnutrition.
So even if you have sufficient food production in the country, some families cannot afford when the food prices increase 25-30%.
Catholic Relief Services Director of Emergency Operations Bill Caney was recently in the Niger towns of Tokobe and Sanger, where he visited with families to get their feedback on the situation. He said the story of one father especially stuck out in his mind.
Probably about 45 years old, and he was in the village of Tokobe. And he said that this year his family, with their small plots, was able to harvest nothing. Now, what he does every year, even when they do harvest, is go to Nigeria, where he works as a dock worker. Every year, last year particularly, he was able to send back a sack of millet per month. Because of the insecurity in the region, in Nigeria, he couldn't go to northern Nigeria, where we have insecurity now. He's unable to leave and use that as a fallback for his family. This I found particularly sad.
Caney added that next harvest season, hopefully cash for work and seed distributions can help people get back on their feet. But in the immediate future, short-term needs of many in Niger are pressing.
In the short term, in order to try and keep them in place, we need to work with the government and other NGOs to get some subsidized food into the areas.
The Red Cross added that besides Niger, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, and areas of Senegal are also at risk of a food crisis if measures are not immediately taken. Ricky Shryock for VOA, Washington.